bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Marlene Lorendo, a lay Dominican living in Maine. Marlene's preaching is entitled, To Love or Not to Love.
A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Romans. Brothers and sisters, we know that all things work for good for those who love God, who are called according to his purpose. For those he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his Son, so that he might be the firstborn among many brothers. And those he predestined, he also called. And those he called, he also justified. And those he justified, he also glorified. The Word of the Lord. The words of today's epistle are very meaningful. We know that all things work for good who love God, who are called according to his purpose. Our faith tells us that ever since day one, God chose us. He has had a plan for us ever since we were born. Another of Paul's letters says, He who began a good work in you will bring it to completion. And in Isaiah, I have inscribed you on the palms of my hands. Even the long 30-day Ignatian exercises start with that premise, that God first loved each and every one of us and continues to love us till our dying day. We often forget that, or I should say, I often forget that, and believe that is why I often find myself discouraged, especially when I see people being violent, crude, and often rude, people hurting and bullying each other. If God loves us, why do we continue to torment each other, like engaging in war, treating others like objects? Those who hold power over us do it. Bosses, teachers, the police, priests, even parents. This is a far cry from we know that all things work for good who love God. But we cannot control others. If we believe that God is love, we can start to change ourselves. Start with ourselves. We can possibly encourage others, inspire others, motivate others with just one word. Someone has to be first. Why not us? Why not me? We are called to carry out what God has in mind. All things can work for good who love God, whether we're in positions of power or in the ordinariness of family life. We are them and they are us. We can choose every minute of every day whether to love, even if we are not loved in return. Less than ideal, we can do it out of obligation, or because someone is watching us, or just because we know it's the right thing to do. But with practice, eventually, maybe, it'll turn into real love. I'll do it because I was loved first and have experienced its miraculous power. As God loves us, we can at least try to offer it every day, without demands. Real love is free. Otherwise, well, it's not love.